Hi, welcome to another episode of Kin Disability Advocacy's podcast. Today we have with us Brian Zoe Linton. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Grace, for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Brian Zoe Linton. I'm from Burma, Myanmar, and a person with visual disability. Now, currently I'm working as a volunteer for Community Ambassador for Kin Disability because I would like to share the information and the services available in Kin for the Burmese community and the one who need it in the multicultural environment.
Oh, that's wonderful, Brian. And so how did you hear about Kin Disability Advocacy?
Yes, I arrived here not very long ago. So I found some challenges and because not understanding of disability, being a disability by the government services and supports. So that's why I asked one of my colleagues, so his friend is person with disability here,
mm-hmm.
the lady, blind lady.
Mm-hmm.
So she recommended me to contact Kin.
That's very nice of your friend. That's a good friend. And so you said you haven't been here very long. What circumstances brought you to Australia?
Because of the military coup happened in Burma, 2021 February. So I have been involved in the disability movement more than 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the coup, we participated in the protest and also joined the CDM, Civil Disability Movement,
mm-hmm.
by resigning from the government committee.
Mm.
Moreover, we are amplifying the voice and the violation of the rights of persons with disability inside the country to the international organizations and the one who can help us. So that is why I'm insecure. So my work.
Mm.
I was working for the international organization,
mm-hmm.
so they helped me to arrive to safe here.
So the safety of your life, pretty much in a nutshell,
is
what brought you to Australia.
Yes.
And so since arriving in Australia, what would you say has been the greatest challenge you've experienced?
Yes, the one thing is adjusting in the different culture. So I need to learn and I need to be familiar with the culture.
Mm.
It's hard for me as a blind person. It's hard for me to familiar without communicating or dealing in person.
Mm.
Because of the COVID, we all are
not
be close. Yeah. So that's one of the challenges. Another challenge is like not well awareness of disability in the service provider here. They may heard, but they're a little bit the attitude or they're not familiar. That is why I feel not comfortable for that. That's a big challenge I've been here.
Huge. And so, you were so active in disability advocacy back home. And here, you're saying you're finding it challenging to get around services. So to overcome those challenges, have you had to learn new skills or what have you had to do in order to be just as proactive as you were back in Burma?
The internet is very accessible and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
All the websites are accessible and accessible for the blind.
Mm-hmm.
So I read first.
Mm.
I read and find information and follow the instructions. Or sometimes I ask through the link giving in the website. This is the things I I overcome some mm-hmm. challenges. I've heard some of our friends also here,
mm-hmm.
they have difficult in language barrier. Mm. They have found difficult in language.
Mm.
So they are suffering or lots of difficult to receiving some services available.
And is there a particular website that you have found helpful? Any website in particular, or all of them? Are they all web helpful?
Yeah, especially the Centrelink and MyGov mm-hmm. and also NDIS,
mm-hmm.
NDIS website.
Mm-hmm.
And also I read all the things from kin disability. So I read some inspiring stories.
Oh, that's good. And they all good. Inspire and they help you.
Yep.
That's amazing. And that's why we're here today. We're hoping that your story can inspire someone else. I'm very impressed that you're reading the NDIS website and MyGov. They have a lot of information. So yes. You must be doing a lot of reading, Brian.
Yes.
Now, how does the Burmese community view people with a disability? Are they welcoming? Are they helpful?
Ah, that's a good question. I observe
mm-hmm.
that the Burmese community still thinking that the person with disability are needed to be helped or they are not independent. They think that we are a little bit less, less skilled. What should I say?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Less skilled.
Inferior, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Or not as intelligent, maybe.
Intelligent, yeah.
And that is an interesting comment you make, Brian, because something that you didn't share when you were introducing yourself, tell us all the stuff. You have done a lot of studies, I know that. So, you know, in order to let the community know that, because that's what the podcast is about, you know, that people with a disability can have wonderful lives. So please do share with us what are some of the studies you've conducted and completed.
Yep. Yeah. And also if they saw me, so they're a little bit amazed or they didn't expect that I could do that much. And also they don't believe that I arrived here with this difficult situation, limited opportunity to come to Australia. So this is another thing. And also I heard some response and feedback from the Burmese community. They still need to have a disability awareness in right attitude. They are still using the words like Mongoloids people, like to the Down syndrome. So that shows that they're not aware of that.
Of the correct terminology.
Correct
terminology. And so what have you studied? Because you studied abroad, didn't you?
Yeah,
you went to study in the Philippines.
Yes, I study in the Philippines on the Master of Public Affairs, major in strategic planning and public policy.
That's amazing.
So for 2 years, so I've completed the research. The title is in Policy Initiative Towards Mainstreaming Person with Disability in Myanmar. So I learned and the policy from the Asian countries like Thailand, Philippines, Vietnam, and Singapore.
Right.
Then gives recommendation to my country, Myanmar, which is relevant or applicable in our sector and setting, our country situation. More than that, I've been doing some research on disability-related research inside the country,
mm-hmm.
Like a disability situation research or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, I led the development of CRPD Shadow Report, which is submitted to the UN CRPD Committee.
Who was it submitted to? Because people might not know who that is.
Yeah, this is, we all country need to submit the report,
mm-hmm.
even the government,
mm-hmm.
the state party who signed or ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability needed to be submit a report to the UNCRPD committee. So the government need to report their implementation and in line with the convention. So, and on the other hand, the DPOs or civil CSO, civil society organization, could submit the report too. So we feedback based on the government report and which is needed, which is missing, which is not true, or something like that. We with the recommendation to the UNCRPD committee, so that the committee could able to feedback and give the recommendation to the particular country
as to how they should
conduct
and what policies they need to implement.
Yes.
So did you say it was the UN Disability Committee? Is that who the report is submitted to?
Yes, the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disability. That committee is established with the person with disability and famous or expert in their field, and also non-person with disability, like a parents or some professors.
Carers.
Haven't seen carers.
Okay. But it's parents, like when you say parents, is it parents of children?
ID, parents of intellectual disability.
That's an interesting committee, and it's good. So you submitted a report for them.
And then,
that is a huge achievement.
Yes, and also I led the delegation teams to United Nations, to discuss about their concern and clarify our report, the information that we would like to know.
Well, you certainly have been very active. And working for the people, for people with a disability in your country. What would you like to achieve or perhaps to do here in Australia with all that experience and all that lived experience behind you?
Now, currently, for this moment, I'm serving as a chair in the committee for the Equal Rights of Persons with Disability in Myanmar, which is closely collaborate and advocate to the revolutionary government, democratic government. So in the coming future, we are building the federal democratic country. The disability inclusion is crucial, or it is important to participate at the beginning of the rewriting the constitution or all the things. So I was working for them. So what I like to achieve or learn from Australia is I'm planning to study on human rights to make my background knowledge and fit in the theories or the democratic and practice or the human rights practice. So that I could share or I could serve my Burmese community, Burmese country, and developing country, as well as I could work for the Australian people, person with disability community.
That's wonderful that you want to still help your people back home and also be involved in helping people with a disability here in Australia. We wish you good luck in your studies. That'll be exciting. We look forward to seeing what you will learn as a human rights student and then how you will implement what you learn. Is there anything that just you would like to share with people? Something that you think maybe people should know, or just your final thoughts, your final words?
Okay. I really impress and prove my knowledge and confident by Kim. First thing is when I met the person with disability staff here. So I feel more familiar and comfortable. So this is the main things. all the service provider or the organization or business or that which related or which serve for person with disability, or if they think person with disability as a customer, they should employ a person with disability. Mm. So this is another thing is I arrived here and I found some difficult for receiving the care or payment of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So can disability help me for that?
Mm-hmm.
And the organization help me for that. Moreover, they help me for the applying the accommodation, like a community housing. So it's on the priority waiting list. So I feel now I'm feeling comfortable and I don't need to worry about the future. This is the services or the opportunity given by the government, Australian government, and the KIM is helping us to receive, to assess this opportunity or these rights. And also, I improve my knowledge by the event and the activities of KIN. I learned some different perspective and different experience from the other colleague ambassadors. This is one good thing. Yeah. One thing I forgot to tell you, I could able to share the organization to my friend. One of my friend is faced difficult in the other states. So with the information from this the staff from here, so I could help my friend.
He is in
a good hand.
Oh, that's great. So we're even doing interstate help.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Brian, for your time, for sharing your story, for wanting to continue to help people.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing.
This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.